KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, a little breezy, and 36 degrees. We look for a chance of showers today and a high of 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop at around 10:30 p.m. Sunday resulted in the arrest of a Villisca man. 31-year-old Jerome Powell Birch was charged with driving while license suspended and interference with official acts. Birch was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says three people were arrested and one person was cited late Saturday. Just before 5 p.m., deputies cited James W. Wynn of Omaha for possessing an open container of alcohol as a passenger in a vehicle. At around 6:45 p.m., 21-year-old Gary Anthony Brendan of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Brendan was cited into court and then released at the scene. Two people were arrested at around 11:45 p.m. in the 100 block of East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. 25-year-old Dustin James Danick and 27-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wolverding, both of Red Oak, were charged with public intoxication. In addition, Danick faces an interference with official acts charge, and he was also charged with criminal mischief in the third degree. Bond for Danick and Wolverding were set at $300 each, plus the $2,000 for Danick on the criminal mischief charge. No injuries were reported, but a dog died at a fire at a residence northeast of Marnie Saturday morning. Marnie Fire Chief Josh Krause told KJAN News they were called out just before 5 a.m. to a reported kitchen fire at 57504 Dallas Road. He said upon arrival, smoke and flames were visible in the kitchen area. Two adults in the home were awakened by the smoke and escaped safely. One of the family's pet dogs also escaped, but the other ran back into the structure and was found on the second floor. Both residents were transported to CCMH by medevac for treatment of smoke inhalation. Krause said they were able to get a quick knockdown of the flames. He said the fire apparently started on the stove. Atlantic fire crews assisted at the scene. Rescue crews from Cumberland, Messina, Anita, and Wyota were called to the scene of a motor vehicle accident south of Anita Saturday morning. The accident happened near Highway 148 and Jackson Road at around 9:35 a.m. Initially, one person was said to have been injured, but injuries they suffered were not severe enough to require transport to the hospital. The sheriff's office is expected to release more information later today. An investigation into an accident in Creston Saturday morning resulted in the arrest of a woman from Polk County. Creston police say the car driven by 20-year-old Natalie Esslinger of Ankeny was traveling southbound in the 400 block of North Sycamore Street in Creston when the vehicle crossed the center line of the road and hit a legally parked 2004 Hyundai Santa Fe. The force of the collision caused the SUV to be pushed backward into a parked Buick. A nearby resident heard the crash and looked outside to see what happened. They noted Esslinger had backed down the street about 50 yards and stopped when the back tires of her vehicle touched the curb. When officers arrived on the scene, Esslinger was still in her car. She was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. An OWI charge was pending. And inside her vehicle, officers located drug paraphernalia and a bottle of vodka in plain view. In addition to the drug charges, Esslinger was cited for failure to maintain control and failure to provide proof of insurance. She was transported to the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Her vehicle sustained disabling front end and driver's side damage. The Hyundai Santa Fe she struck sustained front-end damage, driver's side damage, and rear-end damage. The other vehicle sustained major front-end damage and some driver's side damage. A dollar amount of the damage was not immediately available. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported that at around 7 p.m. Friday, his officers were called to a local business to investigate a report of counterfeit money being used in a purchase. Pursuant to the investigation, 25-year-old Alexander Sterling Potter Millage and 36-year-old Katie Ann Millage, both of Clarinda, were arrested and charged with felony forgery. Officers seized a large amount of counterfeit U.S. currency and printers used in the operation at a residence in Clarinda where the Millages reside. Alexander Millage was also charged with possession of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. He and Katie Millage were arrested without incident in their home and were being held in the Page County Jail in lieu of bond in the amount of $11,300 for Alexander Millage and $5,000 for Katie Millage. The investigation was ongoing with the U.S. Secret Service. Reports concerning the incident have been submitted to the Page County Attorney's Office for review regarding the filing of formal charges. In our funeral announcements, Kenneth Cullen, age 78, of Messina, died Friday at the Village in Indianola. Funeral services for Kenneth Cullen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Judy Schwartz, age 60, of Greenfield, died Saturday at her home. A celebration of life service for Judy Schwartz will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Winterset. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Wayne Ellsbury, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Wayne Ellsbury are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jean Milford, age 97, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jean Milford are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.